beat up all these cookies when ain't none in here. Ain't none in
here. Son, I am not lucky. I have both of them.
That's what's the matter. They son just cookies. She getting you some of them. You can't get made back. Oh, them was hard. Didn't you know it? Oh, you better clean up. You better clean up. Now, you know you can't come in and take her cookies. You had to ask her for it. That wasn't right for you to come in and take her cookies. You could have asked her for them. Now, you hush your mouth. Get over there and sit down and hush your mouth. You stirred up this morning. That ain't what you stirred up about. You stirred up because your mom and them didn't let you follow. Go find me fly swan. I have food set. Go ahead. Me and these grandbabies. Me and these grandbabies, sometime I have to fight. Hush your mouth.
Nowadays, if you wanted your clothes clean, you could send them to the...
Yeah, you can send them to the cleaning. Always in this part of the country, you can't send them to the London Met. You have to take them, you know, me and somebody working at the London Met. They wash them for you if you want them to.
Did people ever used to say, I have to do the laundry today?
No, not in the older days. That's new stuff. They call it washing. I got to wash. Uh-huh. No, they didn't ever say laundry. I got to laundry to do my laundry. No, they didn't know what they were saying there. They didn't say washing. Uh-huh. Washing and ironing. I got to iron. I stood and ironed days at a time on wood irons. You ever saw a wood iron? How long what you used to want on clothes with that?
That heavy?
Really? Uh-huh. Do this one. You heat it by the... I built a fire out in the yard just like this. Uh-huh. This would be a... And make me a log for. Then I have 7 or 8 irons right there. I made a many dollar that one.
What did you call the big black thing you'd have in the yard to... heat water to boil clothes?
Washpot. Mm-hmm. I got one there.
Any other name for that?
That's all I ever know.
What about the thing you'd have on the stove to heat water in?
Well, tea kettle. Mm-hmm. We call that a tea kettle.
Did you ever hear the washpot called a kettle?
Well, the washpot, I guess some of them call it the kettle, but we always call it washpot. Mm-hmm. But it's a kettle, all right, I know. Mm-hmm.
And if you wanted to hang up a picture, you'd take a nail and a... to hit the nail with, would be it.
A hammer?
Uh-huh. And I took the hammer and I wet the nail in.
Mm-hmm. You drive it in and then get your string hanging. Mm-hmm. See, they didn't have no hole like these. Hang them up.
And you'd say, I picked up the hammer and then I did what?
Hit the nail.
Uh-huh. And mm-hmm. I wet it in.
Drove it in the wall.
And if it didn't get in far enough, you'd say it's got to be.
Well, if it didn't get in far enough, you see, you'd have to put it in a place where it would get far enough. Mm-hmm.
And you say he has never what a car.
Never what?
He has never what a car.
Never drove.
Okay. And before they had bathrooms inside, what did they call the toilets
that
have outside?
The toilet. They call it the toilet. I guess that's what all I ever heard. Toilet outside.
Any joking but names or?
Kind of that's all I ever know. They call it toilet. But see, when the bathroom, when the toilet's inside, now they call it bathroom. They don't call it toilet. But mm-hmm. outside they would call it toilet. Mm-hmm.
Do you ever hear a privy or outhouse or anything like that?
Privy. I don't know what they would call it. I know they'd have been a prison. Uh-huh. What would they call it?
Well, some people call the toilet a prison.
Oh. Well, they may did that in other states, but not, you know, through this part of Texas. Mm-hmm.